and we're going Pussy Suprema.
Pussy Suprema. Which means pussy cream in Japanese, we learned.
Pussy Supremaru. Hello, everyone. We are starting the podcast.
How about a tight supremacist?
And he likes tight pussies? Or?
Yeah. That's it. That's the only
That's
one.
Good.
Only way.
We just did 4 hot fire minutes, by just me and Nick, and then we realized Adam was just sleeping in another room.
Yeah, we thought he was gone.
So, yeah, we're all jet lagged and... You know, it's. I think we're. This podcast is probably late, but
yeah.
What we realize is you can suck our dicks.
Yeah,
and you'll
sick
get
sick now too. Everybody.
Yeah,
got
we're it. All congested from all this. All
it's
this
type of.
Pick up a mic, bro.
It's like a Japanese tree or something. It's like yeah. allergies.
The Japanese pussy tree.
Yeah.
Hello,
Adam.
Hello.
You
Hello?
Look cute, man.
Yeah, I already checked everything. It's okay. Fine.
I like your outfit, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Where were you today?
I was on the train.
Nice. You dressed up for the train?
Yeah. I dress up for travel, like, in the 50s. I think you should respect transit.
Everyone did dress up back then, but they also, I think, raped the airline girls.
Well, they just
girls,
blasted cigs. And,
maybe that's the reason yeah. that nobody took women seriously back then, because they'd be like, that man raped me. It's like, he's wearing a suit. He should work right now. Why would
Come
he
on.
Do something like that?
There's no way he did that.
Yeah,
he works Wait, for fucking General Motors.
That's a madman. I don't know yeah. why he's coming up with ads. He doesn't
did
have time
that
for that shit.
Huh?
Did you hear that lady walk in?
No.
Like an hour and a half ago?
No.
Some lady walked in with like a suitcase. She's like, I'm here for my Airbnb.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, and I was like, no,
this is ours, bitch.
B&B.
We got a couple motherfuckers in here.
So
and
they
we're
double
all
booked
sex.
Us.
And so what do we have? Do we have to
I was
leave?
Like, sorry, we're booked through the 21st. And then she's like, where am I supposed to
stay? How did she look?
Yeah, exactly.
There might be a little space in my chambers.
She was an older Korean American.
So nothing perfect. Wrong with that. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Would you smang?
I would never.
Were you a single man?
No.
The crown jewel of the... What's their river called? The
Kwai.
The Yangtze.
The Banksy China. River.
I know.
The Banksy River, that's
the
cool.
The Banksy River.
And it's like a stream of piss going into the Queen Mom's face.
Damn.
The Banksy.
You know, everyone gave Banksy a lot of shit for doing that thing.
The shredding.
The
thing.
Shredded paper, but I thought it was pretty funny.
You thought it was... He,
good job, Banksy.
He did it
knocked
as
it
a
out of the park,
joke.
Man.
Well, that shit's like more valuable, right?
Yeah, that's when yeah. I thought it wasn't funny. He should have destroyed it. He should have done some other shit to
He
should
have destroyed it so that it wouldn't have any value.
What he should have done is exploded it.
Killed everyone
in that room.
Exactly.
That would have been really cool, actually.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Terrorism.
That would have been legit
Instead
fucking
of his
awesome.
Gay stencils.
Yeah, maybe Al-Qaeda was the original Banksy.
Yeah, Osama's Banksy.
Well, that guy Damien Hirst said that...
Who's the other guy? Someone the Butcher? That was a cool-ass nickname.
Bill
Abdullah
the Butcher?
Or some shit. Am I making that guy up?
Huh? Russian?
No. Wasn't there a terrorist named
Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, named Abdullah the Butcher.
Sounds like it's from the show.
That's cool,
Homeland
right?
Or something.
If you were a terrorist, wouldn't you want your name to be Abdullah the Butcher?
Yeah.
Pick a cooler terrorist
How about
name.
Domeland.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is
Manny
Dominic
Patinkin?
What's his name? What's the guy name on that show?
Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
Strauss-Kahn.
Yeah. The guy who plays Captain Winters.
I don't know.
Damian Lewis. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he's on dumb land.
And he's getting head.
He's like, there's only one thing I ever wanted to do for my country, and it's suck guys off.
What would you...
Band of Brothers is about?
Yeah.
Like a cock ring that two guys share?
The Nazis shoot off at one guy's cock ring, and he can't stay hard.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll do this for you, my friend.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good one.
slide your cock right in here.
Yeah.
For Uncle Sam, for Lady Liberty.
So we're writing a Cumtown movie where we get Tokyo drifted to Japan.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Where we download so much child pornography in America that the judge is like, you have to go live with your dad in Japan where there's zero child pornography.
Yeah, okay.
And then we get over here, and the Japanese guy's like, hey, why don't you take my fucking Ethereum mining rig for a little child porn download contest. You can win this guy's Asian girlfriend if you download child porn faster than him. And then there's like a montage where it's like, you know, I want to have you now. How many of you took it out? And then we're just trying to download.
We want to see kids suck each other off.
And then the guy's like, computer is just like smoking and like catching on fire. And it's like, yo, this guy's downloading child porn too fast.
I wonder if you've ever seen then, 2 7-year-olds.
Yeah, and then it's just like burning up or whatever.
Yeah.
And you destroy the guy's computer in the laughing stock, but the guy's like, hey man, don't sweat it. I know you destroyed $12,000 worth of graphics cards.
Computing equipment.
Like, you have to understand how to drift. You know? Mm-hmm. And what drifting is downloading the right amount of child porn so you don't get flagged by the FBI.
You get flagged, but enough that you can jack off, no problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's about like finesse, you know, which is kind of
sprezzatura.
It's what's cool. That's what Pussy Suprema is.
That's absolutely what the concept of Pussy Suprema represents.
That's what's going on. Cumtown 3, Tokyo
Drift. I love
Drift.
That. Yeah. Colon Pussy Suprema.
Yeah. My reaction so far, the Chinese are a bunch of stuck-up pieces of shit.
The Japanese?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
So shit.
They are pretty.
Some bitch was like trying to offer samples in the food court to only Japanese people.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. And then I took one. She like shot me this fucking horrified look.
That's awesome.
And so I took the sample. And then she, like, grabbed me and was like, you have to eat it here. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking eat it at my leisure.
Bitch, I'll eat it wherever. I'll walk into fucking Muji and eat this shit, bitch.
Oh, no. I love the ethno
steak. They get mad as shit if you put change on the counter. They have these,
they have
trays.
Those little.
You got to put
it like
your credit card.
You mad at the tray?
Well, I like to count out my, I like to throw all my money, cash on the barrel, right? Down here, and then I'll thumb through it. Well, I do basic math.
Yes.
Painstakingly slow. Yeah,
I did. I was
like,
so
hold
slow.
Hold on. I'm from America. I don't speak Japanese. So adding up to 230 in increments of 10 and 100 is not that's not easy for me. I got to translate it back into American numbers.
Absolutely.
Some of those coins are weird. They got holes
in the middle.
And stuff. Yeah.
Which. You know why they got that.
Yeah. For their stakes.
Yeah,
the whole.
So they can
Jews.
Fuck
coins.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
Adam.
A pilgrimage.
Adam's
going
to get the money. He's
dream.
Like, oh my God, they have holes in the money?
Oh no, I've.
Dasha, looks like you have some competition.
The 50
She's like,
yen
I'll dress
coin.
Like a baby. I'll
yeah. Oh God.
Lean into your pedophile fan.
I'm not going to any more baby stores while I'm here. Yeah, I disagree. I've completely changed my mind on the whole concept of the ethno state.
You're
I don't think
it.
They should let anyone in except for me.
This is Adam's sneaky way of embracing Israel slowly.
Yeah,
the show.
Ooh, smart.
He starts off talking about how Japan has the right idea, and then in 2 weeks he's like, what if there was like a place for Jews like Japan?
Yeah. No. I see it the other way. I see it the other way. You know how Hitler had like brown hair and brown eyes, but he was like, the best people have blonde hair and blue eyes. I want to be that. I want to be like the Hitler of the Japanese.
Okay.
I want to say the best people are Japanese.
Hirohito?
But yeah. I'm their leader.
Okay. You're not charismatic.
I don't want
step
anyone.
One.
Okay, first of all.
Step one, you're
I'm
not
brimming.
You're not as charismatic as Hitler. Step two, you're uglier
than
Hitler.
Hitler was
courageous.
Had a lot of courage.
A lot of courage. He really did.
Only
well,
thing
that's
you've
like,
ever led
the
in life
was,
is,
that's a norm bit. You know,
the man
norm
was a captivating.
High score in dick sucking.
Yeah.
The dick sucking league.
Yeah.
That's something you've led.
What do you
I missed what you said, but yes, yeah. I heard high score dick sucking.
Well, I wanted to get it in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. to these people, I've got a ton of charisma.
No, I've seen the way they look at you.
Oh, they look at me with so much respect.
They think you're so pathetic. They have no respect, Aru, for you, which is respect in Japanese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The economy of respect, Aru.
They have a ton of respect for me.
I guessed that the Japanese would not respect you. And I said that before we came here. I said they're not going
to
respect
you. How many disrespects have you seen paid towards?
They've come up to me and they've handed me just
count them out. Let's go.
Numerous times today, people have come up to me and handed me a crane. Upon unfolding it, discover in beautiful calligraphy, it says Adam is a fag.
Just unfolding,
shuffling up to me in a kimono. Please, thank you, and handing me a crane.
Please, thank you so much.
Unfold.
Adam is a fagosan.
Yeah.
No. I feel
dust blows away into the wind and it spells out.
I'm feeling
the
really
name of, the name of it, one of my ancestors.
I'm feeling really bad that you guys weren't on that train with me.
Why?
Yeah.
We had a nice day.
You would have really.
My card got declined. I was mad for a while.
Yeah. Oh. I was
USPS, lost my fucking quarterly payment to the government. So
what?
Now I get to.
You pay by check?
Yeah.
I thought you could. You don't pay
you
online?
You don't pay online?
No, I pay by check.
You don't trust the wires?
Well, no, I don't trust. I mean, I knew. The post office in Brooklyn is such garbage.
Of course.
They lose lose like 3 or 4 checks a year.
I've
they have
noticed
a failure
a lot
rate
of
like 10%.
That sucks, dick.
Dude. I've noticed a lot of really psycho, like nervous breakdown episodes in that post office on Fulton. Are you guys both? You just both got sick. While
I don't know what it is.
I left
yeah.
for one night, and you guys.
Well, we've been hanging out together a lot and having
kissing.
A good time.
Just kissing.
We've been having a nice solo.
Sounds
boys.
Like you got mad at your bank. That sounds pretty fun.
What happens is when you have a good ass trip with a lot of friendship, it lowers your immune system.
A lot of friendship, a lot of really solid riffs that you know nothing
we
about.
We have had some.
You know nothing about Richard.
Yeah, Richard is the king of this trip. Yeah. Do you know anything about Richard, Adam?
Adam knows nothing.
The Canadian
about
guy?
No.
Who's Rich? I miss.
Richard,
God damn it.
You missed. This guy's a great guy.
I left
Richard,
for one
you missed
night.
The jigsaw puzzle guy.
Oh, the jigsaw puzzle guy.
You don't know what polyamorous means.
Yeah. Dasha knows what that means, actually.
Yeah.
What she's cool. She's in on our bits.
Yeah, she knows about all the beef.
You've been texting Dasha the bits while
we've
been
on. We have, actually.
That's bullshit.
Yeah,
I will say,
being polyamorous means you want to fuck a parrot.
Yeah, you play have sex with parrots.
What? Show
I think
your
I
penis.
Was, I think I was here when you guys said
what?
That.
What? Let me see your penis.
That was yesterday morning.
What? Fuck my little parrot pussy.
Yeah.
Dude, that thing.
How little do you think a parrot's pussy is? Pinky?
I don't think they have. Don't they have cloacas?
Cloacas. One
it's
hole.
Like a tongue.
It's a tongue? Yeah. They shit and fuck
out of
those?
They shit
out of
their mouth or something.
Mm. They do the scorpion get over here, the guys do.
Oh, with
they
their cocks?
They just throw their cocks like 6
Are
miles.
Birds' cocks spiky?
Well, no, the female lays eggs and then the man comes over and nuts on them.
He cracks the egg and jerks off inside of it.
I would love it if that's how fucking works for people. Just a woman like forgets her eggs at the bus stop, and I'm like, nice. Guess who just had sex?
You just see 7 guys beating off on top of them, like racing to beat off first.
Me and 6 other guys just had straight sex at the bus stop at each other
in a circle, beating off around some eggs.
I love being straight and getting pussy.
Yeah, dude.
I like the idea that a woman forget her eggs too. She just
some
basically
dumb,
shit eggs out of
dumb
her pussy.
Bird bitch.
Yeah.
Waited too long.
Yeah.
What were the other riffs we had going that didn't know about?
Richard was really good.
Who is Richard?
Richard's
the Canadian guy that says the N-word?
No. That guy's
not Richard.
Dylan, and that's a real person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is true.
I missed him because I was waiting for our bags.
I'm not saying. Yeah, oh, whoa, come on, man!
I was laying eggs at the airport.
Yeah. What were you talking about,
Richard?
Oh, the N-word. Here's another thing about Japan, and I'm not saying that you know you can really just say whatever you want in English. Like we were talking about fucking a Japanese man.
Some Japanese guy
right
walked
in front
by,
of us.
And we were like, I fucked him.
I fucked him first.
His briefcase is filled with my nudes.
Yes, his briefcase is filled with pictures of my dick. And this guy's just like a foot away from us.
Yeah.
And we're talking about fucking his ass.
So that's
another solid one, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's very funny.
He just gets to work and he's like, "Where have you been?"
Yeah.
Just lays out all the pictures of mine and Nick's penises.
Yeah. He's got organizes architectural them. Plans mm-hmm. of your dick. Yeah.
He's just sweating. And yeah. His boss comes in. He's like, just a second. You know, I'm sorry, I'm behind.
I am so hornaru. Richard is a man who can't stop getting molested.
Yeah. Oh yeah, wife, yeah. I know about Richard.
He's
too.
A grown man.
Yeah. His the wife's yeah, also yeah. getting because he's always coming home late, covered in bruises. She's like, "Where have you been?" It's like, "Look, these guys said they were bringing back Heckingers.
They just needed a couple guys, and
they
I just
needed some guys to help out and I could get compensated for my time."
He gets raped.
Yeah, he's just always being
he's
raped.
Just doing simple like errands and he just yeah, gets yeah. raped on the way
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
so that's good. That's going to the SNL audition
yeah.
for sure.
It, the, yeah. yeah, you guys basically missed the beauty of Rich. He goes to a softball game. He's supposed to go to a softball game.
Yeah, no, he comes. His wife just sees him being dropped off out of a van by yeah. six men.
And
his clothes are torn up and he's yeah. covered in mud. He's like, "Why are you limping? Did you hurt your leg at the softball game?" "I never made it to the softball
game." Didn't make it to the softball game. Full disclosure, didn't make it to the softball game.
Good news and bad news.
Where is your car?
Yeah. Who are those guys that dropped you off? Where's your car? They needed to borrow it. Look, they were good guys.
The bad news is I was gang raped by 9 guys. What's
they held
the
me
good
down
news?
And fucked my ass.
No, there is no good news.
The good news is we're on the short list for a timeshare. And I believe them. And Pensacola, Florida is a beautiful place.
It's not, actually. Pensacola sucks.
I know. It was Richard.
Oh, yeah.
He was getting raped because he got a timeshare. Because he's on the short list for a timeshare.
Hell, yeah.
Pensacola does suck, but honestly, the Gulf beaches aren't bad. A beach is a beach, ultimately. If you're by a beach.
The only thing I know about Pensacola is that scene at the end of
fuck
the movie,
Somhola.
Contact.
What about Fuck Somhola?
What's Fuck about Somhola. Contact is you go into space and your dad is an alien?
Yeah, no, well, the aliens download her memory of her father and then they communicate to her through a memory of
her
on
David
Pensacola
Morse.
Beach or something.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
So could the aliens remember all the times I got head and do that back into my head?
Yeah. And then
that'd
Jodie Foster's
awesome.
Like, oh.
Oh, wait. Was
Are
that the
you
movie
Mark
with Jodie Foster?
Yeah.
I saw that movie when I was a little kid and I had no idea what it was about.
That movie rules.
I remember like being really shocked she was a lesbian when
yeah,
I was a little
I wanted
boy.
To fuck her from that movie.
From,
you
from
can,
Taxi
isn't
Driver?
There a po-
when
no,
she's
no.
a child
No, 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 no.
Or from Contact?
The one we're talking about. Yeah. Isn't there a point where she spins around in something and you can kind of see her titties in a tank top?
In Contact?
I think so. She spins around like a big...
Or was that in Panic Room?
No, I've never seen Panic Room.
Panic Room's good.
She's training to go
Sick.
To space, and she's spinning in a
Dwight
big Yoakam. Wheel.
Yeah.
And she's got
Dwight
her titties
Yoakam's
out, sort of.
Dwight yeah. Yoakam rules.
He's in so many good movies.
Yeah.
Sling Blade?
Fuck it, I'm getting the band together.
Yeah, I love that character so yeah. much.
Fuck it, I'm doing the podcast tonight. Could you keep it down? Fuck you, asshole. I'm friends with the mayor. Me and the sheriff are boys.
Oh, probably the other, the one you definitely missed is the Jigsaw Puzzle guy.
Yeah, I definitely missed that one.
Jigsaw
yeah.
Puzzle guy's great.
Yeah.
Was that a guy you saw?
It's no, like a guy. Wait, listen it's up. A guy and he's doing a jigsaw puzzle and he puts the final piece in and then it's a picture of him sucking a dick and he's like, "What the fuck?
What the hell?
What the fuck?
Man?
What the fuck,
what the fuck is
this?
Going on?" Yeah, it's 1,000
Come
pieces.
On. Yeah.
It's so clearly
he's
him
been
sucking
copying
a dick.
The picture from the box. You still can't tell.
What the fuck, man? Yeah, that's a good guy, man.
Yeah. It's Jigsaw from the movie Saw. That's his backstory.
Ooh. It fucks him up so much.
Very interesting.
That he starts chopping off Danny Glover's cock or whatever, yeah. whatever happens in Saw.
In front of you is Danny Glover. His cock is out, cut it off with a saw. Live or die, the choice is yours. Why does this guy keeps cutting my damn dick off? I'm getting too old for this.
It would
shit.
Be funny if Danny Glover had a dick like a lizard's tail.
Yeah.
that grew back every time. Wouldn't that be funny, boys?
Yeah.
You could just bite it off and it would come right back.
That
would
be cool if that was just for any human. You just lose your dick and it grows back like a starfish's arm.
Yeah, what would be awesome is if you could...
You could be real reckless with
your
dick.
You could snip part of your dick off.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it would grow a little longer. If you could game it, the system.
That does happen.
Game the system.
Yeah.
And the police just kick down the door of your apartment. Just fucking AR-15s with flashlights.
Yeah, my dick is so long, it's like coiling on the floor. Yeah. They're like,
get on the fucking ground. Get on the ground now.
You've been lengthening your dick. Yeah. You've been sniffing off the top of your dick to make it longer, haven't you?
The most egregious crime. In New York.
All the rich people do that. They have huge, you know, coiled dicks, and they don't want the fucking proletariat to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Oh, yeah, that's what Elysium's about.
Matt Damon's got to get up there to suck dick.
To get a big coiled dick. What a beautiful future that is, man. I dream of a future where, you know what, that would help me a lot, because if I could just cut the top of my cock off, maybe it would grow back with the regular foreskin. Ooh, Jews would be in trouble.
What do you mean?
You couldn't really get circumcised.
Jews would be in trouble in the future no matter what. I'll see to that. Don't worry.
Well, in this beautiful world where you could cut your cock off and it grows back, if you get circumcised, your foreskin would just grow back, and then... Yahweh would be mad at you forever.
Listen, we've been in trouble basically in every generation. Somehow we've gotten out of it. So,
you'd take be cool our chance. Like a future Hitler that develops a base on the moon with a laser that can just find every Jew from the moon.
That's what Moonraker is about.
Yeah, yeah. That's the plot.
Some guy that wanted to take an Aryan race up to the moon.
Yeah, is that
and
for
then
real?
Blow up Earth. I think
is that really what it's about?
I don't know about blow up, or I mean, I don't know where the moon would go if Earth.
So Hitler and Nick, in your scenario,
hold on, what's wrong with that? If white supremacists had a way to get to the moon and live up there, we should let them.
Yeah, for sure.
You want to live on the fucking moon?
Yeah.
The moon sucks ass.
Actually, aren't
it's also that's like the only type of like colonization that's like not. There's in no way is that.
Ooh,
wrong.
Yeah, interesting.
There's no indigenous people on the moon.
Right.
That's true.
Well, what if the world's going bad, though, and then we just have to take it? And then the only people that know how to colonize space are white supremacists.
I'm sorry, but that belongs to them. It would be cultural appropriation to take the moon away.
It's their place. It's all white.
It is all white.
It's made out of cheese.
We literally did just describe what an ethnostate is. It's like you get a place to all to yourself.
No,
you want to go there?
Dude. There would be no government.
Damn.
I didn't describe it.
It's kind of like what Mormons believe in.
Look, there's no rule that says that other races aren't allowed to come to the moon. It's just like, good luck figuring out how to build a spaceship. Nice try.
Yeah, except we all know only black women know how to build spaceships.
Yeah, right.
I saw Hidden Figures.
Did you know that when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, he said that one small step thing, but then he cut off the radio, and he just said the N-word for 20
and
minutes.
And the best part is, there's no
Houston, we have Neil Armstrong is about to exit the Eagle lander. The Eagle has landed, and he is stepping off the lander. Bazinga. Shit. Fuck.
Pussy Suprema.
Pussy Suprema.
What's Pussy Suprema?
It literally means nothing. It literally was just what a phrase I was saying when we were checking the sound, and I loved how it sounded. Yeah. But it's the new way I'm living my life, dude.
I'm glad you guys started recording. I would have fucking woken up at like 1 a.m. and been all fucked up.
Yeah, I'm already fucked up.
Yeah, we're still pretty jet lagged as a unit.
Really? I felt like this morning was the first morning I was over it.
Well, you could bet that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be fucked up.
You blow your nose.
I'm gonna be fucked up for a minute.
Yeah. Oh, you can definitely bet that. All right.
You can bet.
Where can you
Neil Armstrong landing on the moon? And he's like, you know, this was brought to you by BetDSI.com. Beat me off, guys. I forget where the other ones you told people to read around the website.
Absolute guaranteed winner or
something like that. Yeah. Beat me off, guys is the best one.
Beatmeoffguys.com.
Damn, that guy DM'd me again. Sorry, bro, if you're listening to this, We do want those emails. We want Stav, Nick, and Adam at beatmeoffguys.com.
That's my business email.
Yeah.
yeah, so you can bet that.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? The other thing you can bet is on sports games. Isn't that right?
Oh, right. And the NBA is back, right?
The NBA
Stav?
Is back, baby. Stav, I'm all jazzed up.
The Nippon Professional Baseball Climax Series has ended, but now the...
Who won, the Giants?
The championship. No, the Climax Series was that's like their wild card round robin.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh. The second and third place teams.
Yeah, they have like a weird... The way the wild card... Or not the wild card, but the Climax Series is like the first seeded team like plays.
Mm-hmm.
The second and third seeded team, they have a 3-game series. And then the winner of that plays the first seeded team in a 6-game series where the first seeded team has a 1-game advantage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's weird.
And it's all played at the higher seeded team's stadium.
And the tiebreaker is they both have an old Japanese businessman. And if it's a tie ball game, they kiss. And the first one of those guys that busts, their team wins.
Bust
DSI. Oh, yeah. There's still the read, right?
Yeah.
So you know I'm going Yomiuri Giants, you know.
I thought you would, you front runner.
I'm a front runner. I like the...
I'm going
Hiroshima. Hiroshima Carp, baby.
The Hiroshima Carp.
I call
dude.
Them the Hiroshima Crap.
That's fucked up.
I wear that jersey.
I'm glad they dropped
Japanese
that
people
cotton.
Just keep coming up to me and they go, Cop. Oh,
yeah,
cop. That's how excited they get about their team.
Yeah.
Oh, a cop. Very politely.
I love how quiet everyone is here.
Yeah, I've experienced no disrespect at it because I
have an award-winning mobile app.
Oh yeah, that's right. And 24/7 customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And not the Japanese, but the DSI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beat me off, guys.
It's a great sports betting website, and
they pay out. They've been paying out winners or whatever the fuck.
You could literally bet your life on that website.
They got a mobile app.
Someone would come to your house and kill you.
Yeah, if you lose.
Yeah.
Someone will take a fucking.
You can bet your dignity.
Garrote wire.
Someone will come to your house and fuck your mouth.
Oh yeah.
And they promise that on BetDSI.
They promise that.
You don't have any money? Put your dignity on the line.
Put that sweet mouth pussy on the line.
And it's legal because they're based in Germany. The headquarters are in Hungary or Budapest or
is
some
it?
Shit. Yeah.
All right,
completely
nice.
Removed off. From any possibility of a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They can never be extradited for breaking into your home and fucking your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bet your mouth pussy with impunity.
On BetDSI.com.
On BetDSI.com.
They offer live in-game wagering.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't like Hiroshima Toyo Carp anymore, you can fucking change your bet.
Switch it the fuck up.
They're
bitch.
Losing. That's what live in-game wagering means. You realize at the last minute you're not going to win. You change it.
You change it. But you have to bet way more because the odds are probably really bad.
The odds are.
Yeah.
So
you can hedge.
Take out, you know, a second loan on your house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bet it all.
Yeah.
On the SoftBank Eagles.
No, they're already out, dude.
Are they out?
I don't know.
Well, you should do that.
Birdland, baby. SoftBank.
Birdland. They got Ravens out here, dude. That's how you know. So keep betting on the Ravens, everyone.
I don't think I've ever seen a Raven until I've been here.
Yeah, they're cool.
They
fuck
are
with
pretty
them.
Cool.
And the Ravens sucked. Who the fuck did we just play and we whooped their ass cheeks? The Titans. So you would have made some money if you followed my Always Bet the Ravens shit on that one.
Classic.
tomorrow, or I guess today. Is it Thursday in America? I don't fucking know. But the Lakers are playing the Blazers, and it's Portland -3.5. Take LeBron, man. What the fuck? LeBron getting 3.5 points?
Stop. Thank you.
He's not going to lose in his fucking debut.
No, he's not going to. I saw a highlight from practice.
The Sixers -11 with the Bulls. Ooh, I don't know.
You bet on like a playoff
seeding? I say take
seeding?
That because they just got embarrassed by the Celtics. Yeah, you can bet on everything.
All right, well, I would bet
and
on
then
taking...
Heat Wizards, who would you take, Adam?
Heat Wizards was the line.
The Heat get 1 point.
I think the Wizards are going to fucking suck, fall apart this year.
Are you taking the Heat?
I think they're going
to... Heat +1?
Heat lost, though, right? To the Magic.
Yeah, today. Shit like that happens all the time. Remember...
At the beginning of the season, when the Pistons start... Oh, okay. Well...
Remember when the when
Pistons
LeBron,
started off great
the
last
first
year.
Heat... Oh yeah, the Pistons were good last year for like the first
two weeks.
The first LeBron Miami Heat team lost a bunch, and Philly, which was horrible, beat them. And that was in the middle of the tanking, whatever. So those are our picks on beatmeoffguys.com.
I think if you...
Promo code suckmyfat... Yeah, so no.
Promo code cumtown, capital C, lowercase um, 120, you get 120% bonus on your deposit, which is a shittier deal than the promo code used to be because you guys were...
You were winning too much.
You were winning too
much. You were drying these German mouth-fucking assholes dry.
So we had to lower... We had to give you less than before. Yeah. So that's good news, actually.
Yeah,
it's good news that you get less than you did before.
Because you were winning so much.
Because you were doing so well, guys. We're real proud of you gambling.
So take the Ravens. Take the picks we just made.
Call up the customer service.
Call up the customer service.
Make sure you take advantage of that 24/7 customer service. That's part of the money you're paying in the system.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you pay for that customer service.
You get a
nice
120% bonus, you know. No way you can lose.
Absolutely not.
As long as you only bet your principal, you'll never lose the whatever, house money. Something like that.
It's about betting with house money. I've been reading a lot about gambling, and that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You want to bet with house money. So that's another free tip. So betdsi.com. Betdsi.com, promo code come 120, come town, whatever Nick said. Damn.
I'm so congested.
I know. And
are
I can't read
ill.
I can't read any of the fucking medicine. I tried to buy medicine here and
it doesn't make any sense, dude. I saw one that was like a box and it's like destroys viruses and it's got Woody from Toy Story.
No way.
Mickey Mouse's ears. It's like, what the fuck? What is this?
Yeah. All of it is fucking bullshit.
I like
different kinds of fruits frowning.
Yeah.
A raccoon for some reason, and they don't sell NyQuil.
It's Cleverin, and it's Woody.
Whoa,
he's got Mickey Mouse.
It's Toy Story.
Eliminates viruses, bacteria, odor floating in the room.
But it literally has the Toy Story logo on it.
It says Toy Story. It says Sheriff Woody. It says Disney Pixar.
But he's Mickey Mouse.
And then Woody is Mickey Mouse.
Oh, here's another bit you weren't around for, Adam.
Oh my God,
Gay Arnold.
So much.
Isn't that right,
that's
Nick?
That's good. Gay Arnold. Yeah,
but what's the twist, Nick? You tell.
I drew him. He's right there behind.
I know. I wanted to let you deliver it, but instead of a big ass head, his hips are like that.
Like a football.
His big fat ass. So that's Gay Arnold.
Yeah.
Did somebody say Gay McDonald's?
McDonald's gay.
Ba 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 ba. I'm gay.
Ba 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 ba. I am gay.
Yeah. It's funny, dude. I tried to go back and watch that Gap Fat sketch. How it just reads like a regular commercial now.
Yeah.
Gay McDonald's in 4 years. That's gonna be
100%.
Schlitz gay, dude.
Schlitz gay.
The sketch with fucking Adam Sandler and
Schlitz gay will be reality soon enough.
Schlitz gay. That was
one of my favorite
sketches.
God damn.
Yeah.
I loved it as a sketch and a joke, and not because there was a lot of cock in it.
Yeah.
I remember actually being like, whoa, that's gay. That's what gay is.
I remember I was a baby, I asked my mom, I was like, this is in Greek, but it translates perfectly, where
like
I was like,
the baby from Dinosaurs?
Huh?
Like the baby from
Dinosaurs? I really was a lot like that baby. But I asked my mom, I was like, hey, mom, what does gay mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, it means someone that's very happy. And then I was like, oh, I thought it meant faggot.
Yeah.
And I knew the Greek word for faggot.
You knew the slur.
Yeah, I did, because of my father.
I actually heard the word lesbian first.
Mm.
And my parents were listening to like NPR or some shit like that, or something on the radio.
Nice pussy report.
Yeah, the pussy report.
The nice pussy report.
Adam's parents
and then
listen
I was like,
to NPR, and then Adam would go to school and brag about listening to NPR. He's like, oh, I actually only listen to NPR.
Anyway, but it said lesbian.
That's
in
how
the
you know
thing.
It's true.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Brag.
It said lesbian on the.
Oh, you listen to the rock and roll. So I listen to NPR.
I listen to fucking All Things Considered.
I know who Kofi Annan is.
I sucked off Kofi Annan.
I do know who Kofi Annan is.
Yeah, this is first grade.
You think his dick tastes like coffee?
Yeah.
I knew him. Yeah, exactly. I knew him in first grade before he was Secretary General. I knew he was on the come up.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, after Boutros is gone, this dude Kofi's about to be put on.
Yeah, I knew who Boutros was because wasn't there an Animaniacs sketch or something about him?
I only knew about him because of the Ali G Show interview.
Hmm. Or no, maybe I'm thinking about, what's the place so nice they named it twice? Gala Gala?
Gullah Gullah?
No.
Gullah
Gullah
Island.
Gullah Island. No, no. What's the place so nice they named it twice?
I don't know.
Damn. This is going to bother me. It was from Looney Tunes. The place so nice they named it twice.
Mm. Anyway, I heard the word lesbian on the radio. I asked my parents what it was, and they were like, it's like when two women love each other, and then gay is like two men.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing the word lesbian and thinking it was like a scary word because it sounded like lizard, or I thought it was like a lizard monster kind of thing.
Well, it sort of is.
Yeah. But he didn't know the entire time that was his own race.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just secret lizard monsters.
Secret lizard monsters that control all the monetary policy.
That's my favorite anti-Semitic conspiracies, that they're reptiles.
But maybe New York is the place so nice they named it twice.
Oh, like, the place that we live.
Yeah. You're like, the place where we live. Is that just a lyric from the song?
Yeah. Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
But I swear there's another place that has two names.
From an
like
Animaniac
that.
Song?
Or maybe I am thinking about Boutros. Maybe there was a joke about the man so nice they named him twice. Boutros Ghali.
They were doing Boutros Ghali bits on Animaniacs?
I don't know. Something I fucking... I don't know. How the fuck else would I know who Boutros was as a child?
The Animaniacs existed in the Warner Brothers universe?
Yes.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg's universe.
Mm-hmm.
So E.T. was there.
E.T. was there.
All the kids he raped
Jurassic
were there.
Park.
They were extras.
Jurassic Park animals.
Were they fucked the T-Rex.
Was Sylvester the cat and like Tweety and all them?
Yeah.
That was their dad.
Yeah.
They were in
Sylvester
that.
Sylvester was their father.
I don't remember that show at all.
Animaniacs? Dot?
I just remember the song.
Dot had some good pussy.
Yeah. Dot sucked dick, I heard.
Yeah. She sucked both her brothers
on
off.
On Animaniacs?
Yeah. Of course.
God
where
damn,
else?
Dude. I guess the jokes really were for adults.
They were, yeah. There's a whole episode where Dot has to get an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty informative.
Damn, you guys are really sick. You want me to get like go out and get you something?
No,
after
there's nothing
this?
To get. It's fucking. I think I just have allergies.
A doctor told me if somebody sucked the seam of my nuts, that's a big pressure point, and that all the congestion would go away.
Oh, okay.
I love that Asian medicine.
Mm-hmm. Actually, can you give me the ice? I want to ice my foot while we
do
this.
Sure.
That Far East medicine.
I mean, you know your boy. I'm probably traveling with maybe a little bit of that allergy medicine myself.
Oh, are you?
Oh, you know, I get allergies in every continent.
What kind? Benadryl?
I think I might have Claritin D. You know, the Ooh. Stuff you got to sign the form to get.
What's the shit that makes you sleepy? Is Benadryl?
Benadryl makes you sleepy.
But you don't have that? Ah, fuck. I got to ice my foot. I've been so, for our beloved listeners, I've been walking way more since my injury.
Yeah, so
the
you're
first
moving
time.
Around real good.
But my foot has been hurting like a motherfucking bitch. I did a fucking bike tour of Tokyo, friends. A 6-hour bike tour. Your boy was huffing and puffing all across this beautiful city. With a couple New Zealanders, a bunch of old New Zealanders, and they showed me a picture of their grandson's penis.
Oh, they were old people.
Yeah.
Why'd you say they
people
had to go
from
play
New
Mario
Zealand
Kart?
Love doing that shit, dude.
Yeah, they just showed me their little, like a little kid's cock,
uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, no. I mean, it wasn't like a zoomed
did
in
try out,
service
did you
cock.
Try out gay mate on them.
Gay mate. Yeah.
Did they do the haka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These white people. These old ass white.
These mayo ass.
Dude, it was so funny.
Cracker.
One of these ladies.
One the other day, they was trying to tell me that the haka is cool.
The haka is so gay.
It's the gayest thing.
I think it's pretty cool.
World,
if I was playing against them in rugby, I'd be like, "This is why are you guys doing a choreographed
didn't those guys,
dance."
Didn't some New Zealand guys eat people?
Who gives a shit? It's
what?
It's a dance.
Some of those guys.
A dance?
Yeah.
Some dances are cool. That dance.
Didn't some New Zealand guys eat each other?
Yeah, there's like a tribe of motherfuckers on one of those little ass islands.
Cannibal? I mean, those.
That are cannibals.
I don't know. That sounds.
I think I heard it in sociology, guys. For real. I remember a guy with a British accent telling me, and my sociology professor in college 101.
I remember my dad was like, British. Before I went to college, he's like, if you take a sociology class, I'm not paying for your college. I'm like, you're not paying for my college as it is. I'm taking out thousands and thousands of dollars of student loans. You're giving me $0.
Why? He was against sociology as a
concept? Yeah, he's like, it's a waste of time.
You're like, suck this dick, old man. Yeah. Waste these nuts, these beautiful nuts. So these New Zealanders, right? It was me, an old married couple, and like a woman who was like their age but was there alone. And we had like this Japanese guide that like knew English but like wasn't great at it. You know what I mean?
Sounds like he'd be great to be a guide for.
So he could speak English, but he didn't get any nuance or anything. So he's like, he's talking to this lady who's single and who's like by herself, and he's like, why you come Tokyo or whatever? And she's like, wanted to see the sights, you know. And he's like, oh, why the tour? And she's like, well, my husband was a cyclist and, today would have been his birthday. And she's like tearing up. She's tearing up. And this guy's like, oh, how long? When did you get to Tokyo? Like, just completely steamrolls past it. And she's like, 3 days ago. And then he's like, oh, you use chopsticks? Like, this woman was talking to you. She was crying. She was literally crying.
Dead husband.
Yeah, about her dead husband.
That's so funny.
And he's like, oh. It was fucking insane. He completely missed out on that whole fucking shit. But shouts out to those people. And shouts out to motherfucking Tokyo bike tours. Although I will say the last ride was the longest. And I was none too pleased about that. I was ready to call it a damn day.
Yeah.
And then I fucking went and just sat in a fucking onsen.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the bike tour go? I would love to run one of those and just take people along the highway.
Yeah.
The worst tour of all time.
We went to a Buddhist shrine.
Doing something. Make sure you take off your underwear and throw it away.
Oh.
Replace it with Mack Weldon underwear from MackWeldon.com.
That's
the
right.
The simplest, easiest shopping experience that you've ever had.
Oh, that's right, bitch.
You know, look, I've been buying a lot of shit in Tokyo. My card's getting declined everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have just gambled away all my money on cryptocurrencies. And I'm fucking broke.
You should have used a different bet service, but that's not their time.
I should have done what?
It doesn't matter.
Anyways, I literally am pantsless now.
Yeah, we can see Nick's cock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had to throw away all my pants because I've pissed all of my underwear because I keep forgetting to take my pants off at the urinal.
Yeah, which is tough. No one reminds you. They should have signs to remind you.
Yeah. How to use the toilet.
But that's another thing. We don't have to get into it now.
So I went to MackWeldon.com and I used their simple premium designs and simple shopping fabrics. Something about that.
Yeah.
Used their fabrics.
Yeah, he used their fabrics.
I did something at their easy website to purchase this underwear, and it came to my house. And yep. I tell you, boys, never in my life have I worn underwear before.
Yeah.
Until that moment. I've done things that I thought was wearing underwear.
Mm-hmm. He was penis was in a man's ass.
It was
that's what he thought underwear was.
What I thought underwear.
That's not underwear.
Richard, what are you doing? I thought I was putting on underwear.
Richard.
I thought underwear
he
was
told me. He told me his ass was underwear.
I thought that's what wearing underwear was.
He's
trying to do something nice for you.
And then he had to wear underwear too. What was I going to not let the man wear underwear?
Yeah.
And so he used my ass as underwear.
I got a line of naturally silver
antimicrobial.
And silver line of shirts and underwear that are naturally antimicrobial.
That's right, brother.
What does that mean?
It means they soak the fucking.
Who are you going to call?
Stink right off your nuts.
Who are you going to call?
And pussy. Cocksuckers.
Mack Weldon.
My penis.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call?
Mac Weldon.
My penis. Yeah, yeah. Mac Weldon.
Okay. We're doing that. Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot.
Doing, yeah. We should do jingles.
Not the Ghostbusters.
We should do jingles for these companies.
Yeah. Check out Ghostbusters, yeah, the movie.
When there's something strange
in your asshole.
Who are you going to call?
Mac Weldon.
They never explain who Mac Weldon is.
Uh-huh. He's a guy who just loves to
just
suck cock.
Imagine he's like he's like the Monopoly guy, but the monocle is like one of those jewel inspecting things. And
yeah,
he's
a jeweler's
a
loop.
Yeah, that's good.
That's who he is.
Imagine
he's the guy.
How I knew that.
You know who Mac Weldon is? Yeah. He's the guy who. Because here's another beautiful thing with Mac Weldon. They don't even. If you don't like your underwear, you say, "I don't fuck with it." You can keep them, free refund. But when people do send them back, you know who gets them is Mac Weldon, and he sniffs them.
Yeah.
So that's who Mac Weldon is. He's a guy who wanted to fucking sniff nuts.
Uh-huh.
And by accident, he started a company. It was like a scheme to get into sniffing nuts. And then he
accidentally...
just happened to make the best underwear of all time.
He
and
started
now he's
the greatest
rich,
company.
And now he can pay men to sniff their nuts. He doesn't need to. Uh-huh. And we're lucky we get these beautiful underwear to caress our balls and pussies.
Yeah. It's like the guy that was making penicillin... was
trying to make a Viagra.
Wasn't it oranges?
No, it was like old bread,
old
I think.
Oranges or something. Anyway, it's the same kind of thing as that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
who are you going to call?
Mac Weldon.
You can call Mac Weldon up. Use promo code CUMTOWN. Capital C-U-N.
They just curled up like a cat.
You're in fetal position on the floor.
I'm trying to find the nice way to sit here.
Do you want
you want this thing? I'll take the chair.
Oh, goddamn.
God,
that was
you guys
a wild
are fucking
sneeze.
Sick, man.
Yeah.
I know I brought it up earlier. Oh, what's the promo code, Nick?
Hold on, I got to sneeze.
Nick is sneezing, but hold for the meanwhile, let me talk more about how Mac Weldon is a gay man that wants to sniff nuts. So he came over from Ireland and it was at the height of the potato famine, and he was actually exiled for sniffing all the dead corpses' nuts.
Mm-hmm. Ireland didn't want him anymore.
No.
They
Weldon's
just threw
an
him
English
on the
name. There's no Irish fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for clearing Irishman. That up. Thanks. For, yeah.
No, he's Irish.
No,
he, his
gay,
family was
some
from
some gay England. British fucking colonialist piece of shit.
He was in the Raj.
Yeah.
In,
just
yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Just
okay.
Some he was wearing. He's wearing a pith.
Came over to suck Cromwell's dick.
Yeah.
And fucking can't mind his own business.
Yep. So
he
anyway,
was, he was
just thousands of years of the Irish living in peace, beating their wife if they fucked once ever.
But somehow have
children.
Four kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
They made that nut last in Ireland, dude. Uh-huh. That's traditional.
What that movie Angela's Ashes was about, right?
Yep.
The movie you've seen.
I have seen it.
How about Angela's Gashes, and it's about a woman with seven pussies. Just an Irish woman. Just seven pussies that are just shitting out fucking... Just, yeah.
We should say the promo code before...
Oh, yeah.
We
promo
go
code CUMTOWN, capital C, UMTOWN, to get 20-something percent off your order.
Wow.
Or just 20.
20%. Let's say
20%. Let's just say
20.
Just and say if it's 20. More?
And if it's 20, if it's more, that's a bonus.
Such a bonus. Huge bonus. Huge a bonus, Haru.
Yeah, it's really easy to, your Japanese gets really good, I found.
Yeah.
The drunker you get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm basically fluent.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was funny. We went to breakfast the other day and Adam saying like, "Arigato," to the fucking waiter. Like a chump.
You're supposed
Whereas
to say
I was like,
gotcha.
Hey,
fuck that
give
shit.
Me my fucking burger, you fucking
I've been
Jack.
That to everybody. Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I don't give a shit. Fuck manners.
Don't make me. And then anytime they give me any attitude, I'm like,
look, you don't tip here. There's no tipping.
I love it. That's why I feel like I found the perfect culture.
Yeah.
No tipping and no saying excuse me.
I'll take tipping. I have no problem tipping or whatever as long as I don't have to say please and thank you.
Yeah.
And I love that they bring you the check with your food.
I love that too.
I hate that stage of eating.
I know.
Like,
you're just waiting.
You're done eating and then you got to wait for the fucking... Oh, you guys are so sick.
We're just congested, bitch. Relax. Doing good bits kills your immune system.
Yeah, sorry, we've been coming up with the heavy lifting on the show, coming up with fucking Richard.
Richard.
The jigsaw puzzle guy.
I forgot what I was saying.
You were talking about how you wanted to suck a man off.
I did. I was thinking that.
I went to an onsen, which is like a spa.
I went to one last night. I stayed at one last
night. Well, but you went to one where you could go with a girl, right?
Me and Dot. Yeah, it was just a private onsen.
I went in a public one, and I got to say...
Guys only, though, right?
Guys only.
Yeah, naked.
Naked. Yeah. Naked as shit. And I was offended... There are a few Japanese guys with big dicks, and it really threw me for a loop.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I just expected to just really be the fucking cock of the wall.
Well, good for them. Well, good for them.
Don't get me wrong. There were some guys with hilariously small dicks. Yeah. Like,
you're
so
laughing
little.
In their faces.
No joke. One guy smiled.
They don't allow women there to prevent this kind of behavior.
I mean, I can't
That's
help
like
it.
The only reason.
I'm not trying to look at their dicks, but they're bobbling around and shit.
So, but some of them were kind of packing.
There was one, like, I guess this guy was foreign, but he was white and he had a huge, like,
well, then that's
it was
not
annoying.
A Japanese guy.
But there was another white guy who was fat as shit and had a very little penis. And it was not me. I did not look in the mirror before anyone
it
says
was
it.
You looking
it, I did
in the
not,
mirror?
It was not me looking
no,
in the mirror.
No, it wasn't you looking in the mirror. It was looking at yourself in the reflection just, of the water at the onset.
No, it was a different guy.
It's just Dobbs in that room wearing like a Hemingway outfit with a little notebook writing things.
I want to remember what every dick looked like.
It's just a drawing with like taking dicks notes. And flowers and birds.
Yeah. But I got to say, I did that after that bike tour and I'm not that sore the day after. Although I did get a massage from and that bitch fucked me up. This like cute little Japanese woman just fucking.
And she didn't jack you.
And she didn't. And dude, I really would have
liked
it.
You got a proper massage.
Honestly, there was a point where she was rubbing my thighs and she was like, she kind of touched my cock. Mm-hmm. But she was doing a professional thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I mean, but what if?
But what if? What if?
And this is a place where like completely legit. You pay with a credit card. Like there's You know
you
what
just
I mean?
Start
you sign a release.
Off in
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
And you're like, hey,
there was no chance
can we do
she was
the
gonna.
Front?
Yeah,
yeah.
I've gotten two massages on this trip, and the first one was a man, and I was laughing thinking about seeing it be a guy and being like, oh, okay, fine, but no gay shit, dude. Just letting him know straight up.
Just don't look.
Don't
me
even
in
consider
the eyes,
any
bro.
Gay shit.
Yeah.
But I do feel like they should jerk you off at every massage. It's such a sensual.
It's a nice
you're so relaxing.
Mark.
You're so relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like those massage chairs in like on the Jersey Turnpike should suck you off.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. That would be great. They should have a fucking fleshlight attachment
mm-hmm.
yeah,
that rumble
great.
At the same time. That rumbles
yeah, yeah,
at the same
yeah.
time.
They got
dude,
these toilets.
Can we patent that?
Yeah, the toilets here are all robots.
That's true. That's cool.
They should suck your dick at least. I don't understand why the toilets don't do that.
Yeah, every mm-hmm. toilet has a bidet, which is wild.
Which, that's all, that's for girls.
They lick your ass. Yeah.
No, they have a girl setting and a guy setting.
No, they have a fucking regular setting and then a girl setting, motherfucker.
Right.
They have asshole and pussy. Yeah. But I did the pussy setting
and
it kind of on your and it kind of tickles your butt your nuts.
I've not ventured to press either one of those buttons.
You haven't gotten a
no,
Are you kidding?
Not. I've done it every time. Why not?
Every single time.
Take advantage
I've been
of the
shitting
trip.
My whole life.
Bro, do it. It'll change your life.
Nah.
You're scared
it
right
is
now.
Really
I'm trying
nice.
To have my life change.
Yeah, he's scared of being gay.
You're scared you like it too much.
You're
and
scared
you
that
you
it might
be a
it might awaken
no, I think it'll
things.
Just be annoying, and then there's like, I'm just wet.
It's not
no,
annoying. You just use the toilet
incredible.
Paper to dry yourself.
Dude, you're being closed-minded.
That's
right
crazy,
now.
Dude. Embrace the culture.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, dude. Let that
mean,
robot lick your
up.
Ass.
Get out of here with your bullshit.
With what bullshit?
Embrace the culture.
I agree with him.
Arigato, dude.
Fuck all these. No. Fuck's talking to them. I despise these people. This is a prison to me.
They don't want to talk to you either, dude. That's the great thing about traveling here. It's
that
not
is
like
true.
A place where you have to put on a whole dog and horse and pony. What is it?
Yeah.
Dog and pony, bitch.
The dog,
dog
and, pony
and pony
show.
Show?
That's what's going on in the kitchen.
There are a bunch of like Nigerian guys that are trying to get you to buy
yeah,
prostitutes
they
and
all,
buy weed.
They're running
you
know? The red light district, which we're staying by. We're staying like a block away. We're staying in the Koreatown of
nice.
Japan,
we gotta get Korean. tomorrow or maybe.
Yeah. It's funny, the lady that thought this was her Airbnb was Korean. I thought that maybe she was trying to stay in Koreatown.
Is she still around? Can I fuck her, you think?
No, she left. It was weird, dude. It was really weird. Yeah. Her walking in, I was not wearing a shirt. And she was like, what's going on in here?
Yeah, that's why you gotta lock the door.
Yeah, I left it unlocked.
Wow.
There's no crime here.
Dude, literally, the apartment just got broken into.
Dude.
And luckily, she could...
No, no, she had the key. It was
she
locked.
She could smell me.
No, no, no. She used the key.
There was somebody that will defend us.
Yeah. It was my pheromones. My pheromones brought her in, my sexual pheromones, and Nick's defense pheromones kicked her out.
No, I think pheromones is
a little bit of sweet and sour.
Shit.
No. Yeah, sweet and sour. Yeah. I'm the sexual.
That's
Nick is the threatening
R&B
one.
Group. Yeah. Take over Asia with.
Do you remember that wrestler, Sexual Chocolate?
Of course.
Yeah.
Only
two are necessary.
Yeah.
There's no reason to have three when you only need two.
Sweet and sour and seltzer. You're basically seltzer.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of a sauce? Imagine using seltzer as a dipping sauce. That would suck.
Imagine that. Wow.
What do you? It would just be.
That's
it
such
just
a crazy
like
thing
water.
To imagine.
Imagine.
I'm imagining that
what?
Right now. What the hell? What the fuck? What's going on?
Stop! Your imagination is incredible.
Dude,
what's
dream
going on?
To imagine. You guys
dream,
don't dream to imagine.
Dream to
that's
imagine.
Your problem.
Pontiac. Dream to imagine.
Nah, that's me, dude.
Like,
I'm selling that for $1 million.
But let an idiot rewrite it.
Yeah, let me be fucking.
What if
Don
Pontiac
Draper
was something you could imagine, but also dream? You're like, you've done it again, Don. Pontiac.
Hell yeah.
Dream to imagine.
Shouts out,
it's
John.
It's a car. But it's also a dream.
It is.
But it's also your imagination.
Imagination.
That childlike imagination.
Dude, I don't know what... This sounds great to me. This is better than most ads.
We all feel it.
Your John Hamm's gotten really good, dude.
Thank you.
I sat in a seltzer bath. They can. That's one of the things you could do at the onsen.
Oh, really?
It's carbonated water. They had hella shit,
dude. How'd
that
feel like?
They had silk. Whatever the fuck that means.
Silk
water? Bath? Yeah.
Oh,
I sat in that shit.
Maybe silt.
Silk baths.
Maybe silt. I
dream them.
Like, or
you
salt.
Can imagine them also.
No, I think it was, they said silt.
What is silt?
It's my dick.
Yeah.
What does that word mean?
Silt.
It means my
is
dick.
That
silt. Look, it's simple. No,
it's rocks, bitch.
Silt.
Oh, yeah, it's rocks.
It's my dick.
Yeah, there
yeah,
we go.
You know, silt. It's
silt.
Minerals.
It's my dick.
Yeah, it's like a mineral
I
bath.
Think it was a silk, S-I-L-K bath.
Maybe it's
let
just,
me look that up.
Whatever.
What's the problem with silt these days? No one knows what it is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to educate people. We're just going to tell them what it is. Silt.
That's right.
It's my dick.
Silk Bath 2.0 is a ruthless physical exploration of what it means to be a Chinese Canadian after the citizenship paperwork is assigned.
Chinese, instead of Canadians, what if they were Get-brainians?
Don, you've done it again, kid.
Don, you've done it again. I was working on the new campaign for the Canadian Tourism Board. I said to them, what if it was Get-brainians? They loved it.
He says right before he gets the guck, guck, guck from
a bitch.
I've only
seen like the first two episodes of that show.
Mad Men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My man gets
worth
pussy.
It,
yeah.
That I will say that about him. He does fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you get the point after the first like three seasons, then...
Oh, that's it, huh?
Yeah,
like
you
cool,
just have to watch
a cool 100 hours,
72 hours of programming. Yeah.
I watched the whole damn thing.
Did you?
Yeah, and then I was very unsatisfied at the end.
There's one.
I know that's a lot of people. A lot of people probably.
There's one episode where.
What if it was lad men and they's like
they was
oh,
just
yeah,
boys and they was
yeah.
They was watching Manchester.
Yeah,
Manchester City.
Oh god, it's
that's a good northern.
Of,
thanks, thank you,
Canadians. It's like
oh,
get
brainies,
you know,
right?
Damn it,
mental,
god,
isn't it?
Done it again.
What about it, instead of Canadians, it's I'm Ganians.
That's good for you.
For me, no, not for you me, specifically. For just, no, no.
I'm a get brainian. I don't know about how about you, Nick.
It's cool that you came up with one for yourself, Adam.
You're
I
didn't come up.
We say gay. We say, but it's gay all the time. No, about
you
all types
came up
of
with
stuff.
I'm gainian for yourself.
No, it wasn't. I didn't say for me.
I think.
What if there was a way I could be included?
Yeah.
Obviously,
I'm not a get brainian. That's insane.
That would be ridiculous. That would be absolutely absurd.
No, I'm not married.
That would be just
so fucking stupid.
I'm saving that for my wedding night.
To get brain?
Yeah, I'm going
to
take
him, what's his name?
No,
what's
to get
your wedding name.
To get brain. Night. How could you
what's
get
the,
brain?
What's his name?
Yeah. How could
what's
you
the broom's name?
Yeah. Bitch.
How could you get brain by sucking someone else's dick? Getting brain is getting someone to suck your dick.
He could suck your dick. He
you
will. Whoever he
but
is.
But then you wouldn't be getting brain.
If he sucks your dick?
No, you'd be giving dome.
If he sucks your dick, you wouldn't be getting brain?
If he sucked my... If my wife sucked my dick... I mean my
no,
female
exactly. Whatever
wife,
you want to call him.
If my wife
whatever
sucked
you
my
call
dick...
Him.
Fucking asshole.
If my... If
you know what's funny, dude?
The woman
you just talked
that
your
I
way,
decide
time
to
out. You just talked your way out of being an I'm a get brainian.
Yeah.
Because I had a loophole in my argument.
Right. All right.
A fatal
he
loophole.
Just designed, he just asked you a very straightforward question.
All right. Can I ask
you
a question?
You
even in a gay way, you're not a get
you don't
brainian.
Even understand.
You were saying you couldn't even imagine a way where you don't suck a man's dick.
All right. God damn it, Don. Flawless logic.
Can I ask you? Can I ask
that's
you guys?
That's all we have to do.
Can I ask you guys
you
a question?
You don't sell people on get brainians. You just prove to them that they could never live there.
Can I ask you? Can I please ask
they
you guys?
Visit.
Question.
But they'll never be able to live there.
Can I please ask
yeah, go ahead.
Can I be a get
no, man,
no,
sorry.
Come on, why?
No, you cannot.
Sorry, dude.
Oh, my
God. I just gave you the opportunity
I'd
with
like
that beautiful
be
thought experiment, and you admitted you're not a get
yeah, but you know, Stav, you know how you confuse me.
That's people
with your
think
logical loops.
Exactly.
You
dude.
Just run circles.
The simplest mind
me.
Is often the most powerful.
Ever since
and
you
that's
read
what
that
people
Jordan Peterson book, you've just become dude. So logical.
That's what well, Mice and Men is about. Mm-hmm. A simple-minded man can rape and kill a woman.
And fuck a rabbit or something.
Yeah, he fucks rabbits. I love that he just wants that rabbit farm to kill all those rabbits.
Yeah, pretty cool.
He just
cool.
wants to snap their necks, and George is like, or Lenny's like, yeah, we'll get that for you,
yeah,
Lenny.
We'll get that, pal. Damn, that must have sucked having to kill that
what about
fucking retard.
What George about
if thought he lucked out? He's like, I got a strong retard. I can just cash his disability
yeah, yeah, does all
I'm
my
gonna,
work.
I'm going to do a reimagining of Mice and Men where George is just a fucking scumbag piece of shit that he would be. Because, like, what kind of guy is just going around palling around
with
a retard?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you know, I keep track of his finances. Yeah. He's good for about 17 hours a day on the field. Me, I'm more of like a lemonade taster.
Yeah.
Make sure the lemonade's firing right on the plantation. Don't worry, Lenny will take care of it.
More than mine and his share combined.
Strong as an ox and has less legal rights. I'll write them all off.
Yep.
I don't give a shit.
There are no labor laws.
Look, you got kicked in
the
head by the a
retarded.
Horse or something.
Is that what happened to him?
Yeah.
How about instead of Mice and
oh,
Men?
Oh, so wait. I'm so, go ahead.
Of Dice. Dyson Men, and it's Andrew
Dyson. Oh, yeah. I'm friends with a fucking retard over here.
Yeah.
And I fucked his mother's pussy.
Or maybe
pussy.
He's the retard, because the men
no.
are the, not, the
no.
non-retard.
No, Mice doesn't refer to the retarded guy. The best laid plans of Mice and Men. It's a poem.
I don't think that book is about it. See, one of them's a mouse, one of them's a guy.
Yeah, the men are the men and the mice.
It's because Lenny snaps the neck of he kills all those mice.
No, it's rabbits.
Yeah, but he kills mice, too. Yeah.
Does he?
He kills all furry animals.
Furry
animal
he kills.
So what about Lenny versus a bunch of at a furry convention?
There's a scene in the movie, and
I'd love
remember.
To set him loose at a furry convention.
There's
am
scene,
I right, fellas?
Yeah.
Hey,
there's a scene in the movie. I don't remember
guys.
If it's in the book or not.
They're little foxtails.
There was a movie.
Yeah, there's a movie. There's several movies. There's one in like 38, and then there was another one in with John Malkovich and Gary Sinise.
Oh yeah, John Malkovich is retarded
that,
as fuck.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
That.
And he, like there's somebody that has this dog that has puppies, and Lenny's like sneaking it into the. And George is like, you know, what the hell do you got there, Lenny? You know, because he knows he took one of the puppies.
Yeah.
He's like, just leave me alone, George, or whatever. Yeah. And then he, like, slabs his stomach and he pretends like he doesn't have the dog anymore. They're like, oh, you, That was a good joke, Lenny, that you pretended to have a dog because you know you can't have him because you'll kill it because you're retarded. And then he, like, begs George, and George finally lets him have the puppy, and then, of course, like,
immediately kills it.
Immediately kills it. Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy that he's a late-in-life mentally disabled guy. Like, he was fine, and then a horse kicked him?
I feel
him
like, in the head as a kid.
Yeah. I feel like that's the way to do it, though. Go retard at, like, 40.
40?
Yeah.
No, even as a kid, that means he wasn't... That's crazy to me. I gotta reread that book. No, I don't. Fuck that shit. I'm not rereading shit. I'm resucking your dick. Psych.
Hey, if you guys want to hear us do the show better, subscribe.
Yep.
Patreon.com/cumtown. We are no longer... You can just, you know what, go to Patreon and search for Cumtown.
We're listed.
We're not adult anymore.
We're not adult content anymore. This is a mainstream show.
That's right, bitch.
This is for kids.
this is mainstream.
Yeah.
That part earlier when we were talking about, I don't know, a guy getting raped or something.
The next direction for the show. Let's just say it's mainstream.
Yeah.
Not safe for work. Who determines that?
Mm-hmm.
Raping secretaries for years in the store.
Yeah, on Pan Am. Uh-huh. Yeah. On the airlines.
Mike, you watched me rape a woman in this office.
Damn, yeah, this show
God
is
God damn it, Don, you've done it again. That's all that guy says.
Who is that guy?
I don't know.
This is one of those guys.
Older marketing guy that just goes, damn it, Don, you've done it again. Fucking boy, Don comes through. He's usually seen as NBA, what's the N stand for, campaign a couple years ago. We got more people to tune in after they desegregated the leagues than anybody. Don came in firing on all cylinders. I said, nobody's going to watch the NBA anymore. Sure, they're more talented, but they don't pick up on film.
So Don had the idea to light the arena.
Of course, you're not going to be able to tell who the players are. They all look exactly the same. But we lean in on that. We say, what does the N stand for?
Oh, there was another joke.
What does the B stand for?
There was another joke about...
What does the A stand for? It's the progression of names for African-Americans. N, we all know what that one is. B, black. A, African-American.
Whoa, Don, ahead of his time.
The NBA represents progress.
Wow, that's beautiful, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. God damn it, Don.
Yeah.
You fucked my wife.
God damn it, Don, you've done it again. Progress, I like it. And we get to say the N-word.
No, it's on some, like, plastic placard thing.
All right, well.
Okay, and if you are, we're coming to fucking Australia this week.
Sunday.
Sydney will be there on fucking the 23rd. Melbourne will be there the 26th. And Brisbane will be there on the 28th. So please buy tickets to that if you haven't already. We're doing podcasts and stand-up shows.
Two shows in each city.
So please, if you want to come to both, there'll be different shows. If you don't. And then also we're going through the South, the 11th through the 14th. I'll put those dates on my website soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in Long Island at like a fucking movie theater or some shit on the 30th. That's on my website.
Just at a movie theater?
No, they have like a fucking lounge area or some shit. I'm at the DC Draft House doing a real big boy weekend, a whole weekend of comedy club shows, headlining my first time there. So the 7th and 8th, two shows each night. Please come out to that. And then I'm in Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Columbus on the 14th, 15th, and 16th. I'm going to watch the Pacers and the Bucks play on the 13th, and then I'm doing a tour based around watching basketball. So go to my website, suck my hard little penis. We got Funny Moms, I think, at some point.
Yeah.
And come see us in Australia.
All right, bye, everybody.